United America Network presents Rank and File, the voice of labor for Riverside County, California. Your host is Steve Matthews. Here, the rank and file speak out on jobs, justice, and dignity at work. Now, here's Steve.
Hello, this is Steve Matthews, and this is Riverside Rank and File. Today, we have a very dedicated labor advocate and activist in Antoinette McDaniel. Is, I think, something like 25 years in service to the labor movement. And welcome, Antoinette.
Thank you, Steve.
So my understanding is you just started to work for AFSCME, American Federation of State, County, and Federal Employees. Is that correct?
Yes. I have the privilege of working with City of San Bernardino, Police Civilians, Local 4710. They're all their own different locals. City of Chino, Local 3183. City of Upland, Local 20. 3915, which is the city of Glendora, city of Covina, my stomping grounds, local 3325, and the LA County Water Sanitation District, which is local 18.
Okay. And from my experience, they're going to be very fortunate to have your representational abilities. Can you explain to people that aren't necessarily in unions that what a union representative does?
So I'll say what an AFSCME 36 business representative does. Other unions, we do it different ways. From being here, what I've learned, which is a great labor movement way of doing, being a business rep, we're there to be a resource for these locals. And these locals are pushed to become completely member-driven, ran by a board, by a democratic process. So my part is to provide the resources that are necessary to empower them to do that. Yes, go ahead.
So part of the empowering, is it, do you train people? Is that part of what you do?
It depends. Some of these board members are fully trained. They can do grievances. They can even get things to the process of arbitration. Some of them are new, so some of them need the training and development, how to facilitate a meeting, how to do grievances, how to mobilize members, how to escalate issues to a point where we can win an issue that's happening. So those are my portions of supporting each local, so that way they're all become a resource of their own.
And so did you mention also that you negotiate contracts, collective bargaining agreements?
Yes. So I will support them at being at the bargaining table by being the chief negotiator and having the bargaining committee, depending on what process their bylaws guided them to do, is what I'll be doing. So right now, I will be sitting second to learn the process for AFSCME 36 for a couple of sessions. And then pretty much the ones that aren't going to be in bargaining or the ones that are in bargaining right now, I'll end up taking over.
Okay. So I would say from the years that I have been involved in doing union work, I've been privileged to work with you a couple of times. And I've seen your skills in training people that are become leaders of their groups. So some of that may already exist, but that's something that they're going to be getting by having you to work with them, is getting that backing. So
thank you, Steve. And I learned a lot from you, so don't give me a lot of credit. You were definitely a great mentor on how to develop leaders, including staff, because we need to learn how to develop staff so that way staff can do exactly what we want to do in order to be a good part of the labor movement.
And I've seen where when we do bargaining, we need to research, we need to have people on what their issues are. Those are all things that you've worked very effectively on getting people on the same page, holding management accountable when they're in bargaining for what they're proposing and how to deal with them. So it's something that's been a life avocation for you. Was I correct in saying there's over 25 years of experience that you have in labor?
In labor, yes. I actually did community work as well as a community activist. I don't know how long that was, but pretty much around 25 years. There's some gaps here and there, but in those gaps, I was doing some community work as well.
Did you work for the county of Los Angeles at some point too?
Or I did. I worked for the Human Relations Commission. I worked with some wonderful consultants that dealt with hate crimes, hate incidents. They did reports. They had a commission that they reported to that had a great body of organizations. They even had a network of organizations that were corporate companies like Disney, Boeing, I can't remember the other ones, where they had diversity committees within their companies. And those leaders in those diversity committees will meet with the Human Relations Commission to decide on how to make sure that they're accountable for their employees, making sure that there's balance in that, that's in every one of those companies. I enjoyed so much working there. I actually worked alongside one of the Kent Wong, may he rest in peace. His brother, Marshall Wong, was definitely a person that I worked very well with that is just retired, I think just a couple of years ago from there.
Kent Wong was a really great labor activist in Los Angeles, on the community and the Central Labor Council there, that he was highly regarded and respected. And it's a loss that he's passed.
Yes.
Is part of your responsibilities that you'll be going to the Central Labor Council?
Yes. I can't wait. I love the Labor Council. I might be divided into the LA County Federation because of my work with the LA County Water Sanitation District, but also since a lot of my cities or my locals are in an empire, I will be hopefully becoming a delegate with the COC.
So in addition to the members of AFSCME that you'll be representing, a lot of the people that watch this may be from the Central Labor Council. So you have a preview of knowing Antoinette and who she is. So when she shows up at the Central Labor Council, then you'll have a chance to chat with her in person.
Yeah.
We're stronger together by having great labor advocates that are in the Central Labor Council, and one more with Antoinette being part of that group.
Thank you, Steve.
Is there anything in particular that you want, that we haven't talked about, that you want your future members to know about you?
I bleed union. I didn't start this way. I thankfully met up with, and I call her my union mom to this day, Frances Lewis. I was a very anti-union young in my late 20s, motivated to be against the union because I had a bad union experience from my other job besides outside of LA County. Didn't understand that unions were the reason why I came to the county. And that was because of the good medical care, the good benefit, the good wages, the good, all those things, the pensions, the retirement plans, all those things were because of a union. And I didn't understand that. And the fact that I was going against the union was definitely against my nature because I do have the need to help. I think that God has put it in my heart to be the servant. And I have tried my best in those 25 years to be a helpful tool instead of something that would prevent people from being empowered. I really believe that my civil right and the labor movement do go in alignment with each other. So when I do help someone in the union, we're definitely helping the communities. We're definitely helping the people that need help, need resources, need the fact that people need to be involved in the labor movement. It could be the most minimal way of just joining the union. It could be even just attending a union meeting. Those are active activities that empower your union in so many ways that people don't understand. Be understood that. And especially not only just my locals that I'm representing, just anywhere and everywhere. I hope that people understand that when they see our members that are so empowered, that they also want to join a union if they don't have one, or they reach out to someone that's not active in the union to be more active.
There are people that have not had the best of experience. You're saying the way to overcome that is their involvement. Unions only are as strong as everyone together being involved. And I know that you're a huge believer in that, you know, from your own life experience. And from what I've seen you work with people, and sometimes you're sent to the groups that have had some struggles with what they've had to deal with. And it's that involvement is really what things are overcome and the union becomes powerful.
You just got to listen to people. A lot of people feel that you have to go in and tell people what they need, but people will tell you what they need and figure out how that is possible through a union. I hope that I'm giving people that tool to help them realize that your best resources through your union.
So it's the honesty of listening from their honesty, what they can tell you. It's also the honesty of explaining how they can get to where they want to be, which is part of your leadership as a staff person, is to be able to know how to take what their concerns are and put them into action together with.
Yes.
So I know you've had the years and the experience and success of being able to do that with groups of workers. And I personally believe that the Ask Me 36 folks that you've mentioned that you'd be representing are going to be well served with you. And if they join together with you and try to deal with their immediate issues, I can only hope for the best.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you very much.
Anything you'd like to add before we end this podcast?
I hope that we can continue this work, and you're doing a great job. This is one of those avenues that we need to use and tools that we need to use to reach out to people to understand that unions are not your enemy. They are definitely here for the communities and for the people that are a part of a union.
Antoinette, we look forward to working with you again here and hearing about your successes. You're welcome to come back on at other times. Bring some of your leaders from some of your bargaining units on with you.
Love to.
What you're doing. Make this a place for your voice and their voice to be heard and to be passed throughout the country. We have a connect throughout the country with Union Podcast. Now, we're focused on Riverside, San Bernardino mostly. Also, our message is getting across the country as well. And again, thank you so much for coming on.
Rank and File is a production of the United American Network. This program is available from unitedamericannetwork.com, and distribution partners include Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Captivate.fm, and YouTube. Join us again next week for another episode discussing important labor issues from Riverside County, California. Rank and File.